Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. This week, our new chief engineer, Brett Gibson, and former chief engineer, Alan Kilgore, spent a couple days at the new WJRF transmitter site. I've invited Brett to join me on today's Manager's Desk to explain the purpose for their visit and tell you what was accomplished. So welcome to the Manager's Desk, Brett. Tell us about your trip earlier this week, the purpose and what was accomplished.
Well, it was kind of twofold. The exciting part is we put in a different transmitter in Duluth and actually was able to increase our power about 33%. So that's exciting. We're now at 2,250 watts of power in the Twin Ports area with our new transmitter, and it's working well. So those that might have been listening on Monday, I apologize. While we were working on some technical things, and EAS interrupted a little bit, but it's good to go now. So that was our first purpose, to get that taken care of and to bump it up to what the antenna is capable of handling. We can't do any more than that right now, but there's a future upgrade plan, and that was our second purpose, which was for us to take a look at the tower, what's on it. Alan is fantastic at tower stuff and a great friend and mentor, and so I asked him if he'd come along out of retirement, and he agreed, and we looked at things together, and so he's going to put together what he thinks we can do for the future. So we're excited about that, too, and being able to serve the Twin Ports area. Plus, I got to, you know, run him around, bring him to some of my favorite eatery places that I knew up there and such.
Yeah. So future plans to do a more major power increase, which would require new antennas at the top of the tower, and
right,
just whether that tower could handle that wind loading.
Yeah, exactly, because we have about 100 feet more room that we can go up higher on the tower, which will help with the signal coverage in other areas. And then, of course, we could put up bigger antennas that would allow us more power from that height, so it'll be great.
But this 33% increase... we already had the transmitter in hand, and so it just made sense to go ahead and put that in place and
yes,
and get the FCC's permission.
Yeah, that's all we had to do, and so we've completed that. When they open the government, we'll be able to file all the final paperwork.
Well, we continue to be excited about the ministry outreach potential there in the Twin Ports of Duluth Superior. Pray with us that many will find us on their dial and be blessed by our programming. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. You can make a gift online at our website, WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.